لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولكل أمة جعلنا منسكا ليذكروا اسم الله على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فإلهكم إله واحد فله أسلموا وبشر المخبتين الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم والصابرين على ما أصابهم والمقيم الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والبدن جعلناها لكم من شعائر الله لكم فيها خير فاذكروا اسم الله عليها صواف فإذا وجبت جنوبها فكلوا منها وأطعموا القانع والمعتر كذلك سخرناها لكم لعلكم تشكرون لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا إن الله لا يحب كل خوان كفور صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد. Respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You have just heard a beautiful recitation of five verses of Suratul Hajj, from verses 34 till verse 38. The translation of verses 34 and 35 is وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا لِيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. And we have made for every preceding ummah, every preceding nation, sacrifice compulsory, so that they may remember the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on those provisions of the cattle that we have given them. So everyone's Lord is one Lord, and for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala people should submit and give glad tidings to those that humble themselves. There are those people, when the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is mentioned, their hearts are filled up with awe. There are those people that are patient on adverse conditions that affect them, and there are those people that establish salah and they spend from that which we have given them. In these two verses, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about sacrifice, qurbani of an animal. It is not only an obligation directed to this ummah, it was also for the preceding nations. According to the tafsir of Qatada rahmatullah alayh, mansakan means hajj. Hajj is not directed only to the ummah, but all the preceding nations, hajj was also made compulsory upon them. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then speaks about some outstanding qualities of the humble people, sincere Muslims. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's name is mentioned, then their hearts fill up with awe out of the majesty for Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They are very patient with the different challenges in life that come to them. They make sabr. They are very steadfast in performing salah, and they are not miserly. What Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given them, they spend from that. The translation of verse 36 is وَالْبُدْنَ جَعَلْنَاهَا لَكُمْ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ فِيهَا خَيْرٍ. And we also made the big animals for you. They are from the sha'air and the salient features of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They are from the symbols of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And for you, in these big animals, there's khair, there's good. فَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا صَوَافِ. And remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon the animals when they line up before you for slaughtering purposes. فَإِذَا وَجَبَتْ جُنُوبُهَا فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْقَانِعَ وَالْمُعْتَرُ. And when the flanks of the animal fall down, then eat of them and feed those people that ask and those people that do not ask. Or feed those people that do not ask and are content, and feed those people that ask. كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرْنَاهَا لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And this is how we have subordinated those animals for you, so that you may make shukr, you may be thankful to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for His bounty and ni'mat upon you. In this verse, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about the big animals, the cows, cattle, or camels. These are big huge animals. But Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala subordinated those animals for us, brought them under our control, and upon slaughtering these animals or making nahar of these animals, remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and thank Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The translation of verse 37 لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. It is not the flesh of the animal and neither the blood of the animal that reaches Allah. But it is the taqwa that emanates from your heart. That is what reaches Allah. كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ. And this is how the animal has been subordinated for you. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. So that you may praise Allah, you may glorify Allah for what Allah has guided you towards. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And give glad tidings to those people who do virtuous acts with ikhlas and with sincerity. The translation of verse 38, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Verily Allah tabarak wa ta'ala remove obstacles to perform hajj from the part of the believers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ. Verily Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not like every cheater, every embezzler, and every ungrateful person. This is a translation of verses 34 till 38 of Surah Al-Hajj. The purpose of performing Hajj is for a person to inculcate within himself the love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And one way to do that is to see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Obviously, in this world, with the eyes that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us, we don't have the strength and the ability to see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this world. Yes, in the akhirat, in the hereafter, when we go to Jannat and Paradise, insha'Allah, one of the greatest ni'mats and bounties Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give us will be the sight of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But in this world, when we want to vent our love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and express our love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that can only be possible when we attach ourselves with something that is linked with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that is, among other things, the Baytullah Sharif, the Kaaba Sharif. When a person sees the Kaaba Sharif, he knows it is the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That just spurs him to the thought of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and the majesty of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. An incident is mentioned about a couple, non-Muslim couple, that were living in Jeddah. So during Hajj time, the couple saw people wearing the ihram and then they are proceeding to Makkah Mukarramah. So out of curiosity, the wife, who was a Jew, the husband was a Christian. So she asked the husband that where are these people going and what are they going to do? He had information. So he told to her that they are going to Makkah and they are going by the Kaaba. So she was very curious that what is the Kaaba and how does the Kaaba look? So she told her husband that why don't we go to the Kaaba? So the husband said that we are non-Muslims and that place is only reserved for the Muslims. But Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put it into her, and the deep sense of curiosity of what the Kaaba is, known to be the house of Allah, she really wanted to see the Kaaba Sharif. So she planned with her husband and she adorned herself like a Muslim woman. The husband also, being a non-Muslim, he also put on the ihram. And then they proceeded to Makkah Mukarramah. She says there were checkpoints in between, that Allah made it such that they went beyond the checkpoints and they came to Makkah Mukarramah. When she came to Makkah Mukarramah, she inquired from the people, where is the Kaaba? So the people told her, the Kaaba Sharif is in the Haram, go proceed to the Haram. Husband and wife, both of them non-Muslims, but with a deep sense of curiosity and love for Allah, they decided to go into the Haram and go see the Kaaba Sharif. She says that the moment I came in the Haram, and my gaze fell on the Kaaba Sharif, then I got so absorbed with the sight of the Kaaba Sharif, my heart, my soul, my mind, everything got consumed in the sight of the Kaaba Sharif. And she said it had such a penetrating effect. It had injected my heart with so much of love and awe for the majesty of Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that now I started crying uncontrollably. I don't know what was making me cry, but I started crying uncontrollably. And after I was fulfilled with my cry, when I looked at my husband, I saw that he is also crying uncontrollably. When he was fulfilled with his cry, then I asked him, then what is it that you are crying for? The wife then said to the husband, I was looking for Allah and was traveling the journey of Allah whole life. But today, with the sight of the Kaaba Sharif, Allah has led me towards who He is. This is the Kaaba Sharif, the nur, the light, the barakat that is there in the Kaaba Sharif. The purpose of life is to create an attachment with Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in the tafsir of today's verses, verses 34 to 38 of Surah Al-Hajj, the common message is of the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and remembering Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is one way to make ourselves closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and inculcate within ourselves the love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the bond with Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is mentioned in one hadith, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقوم الساعة حتى لا يقال في الأرض الله الله. Qiyamah will never come to an end. The Qiyamah will never come until there is not a single person on the face of this earth who does not say Allah Allah. When a person does not take the name of Allah, not a single person there is to take the name of Allah in this world, then the world will come to an end. One should think that when the world can't survive without the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, how can our hearts be alive without the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? In these verses, Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about making the meat of an animal halal. The animal is haram. It only can become halal when you slaughter the animal and you take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and you slaughter the animal. Then only the meat of the animal, whether it's a goat, sheep, cattle, camel, it will become halal. Sit back, think and reflect. What was haram became halal only with the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now only we can benefit from the meat. What about the eyes that Allah has given us? What are the ears that Allah has given us? The hands and legs that Allah has given us? The entire body that Allah has given us? Don't we feel ashamed that we are making use of all the ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and we don't make the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Don't we feel guilty that we are using all the ni'mat and bounties of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and we don't take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, don't make zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? In this world, people go through so many challenges, so many difficulties and hardships. People go through anxiety, people go through difficulty and hardships. And during these times, they reach out to people who have resources to help them and assist them. But as believers, as mu'mins, when we go through difficulties and hardships, our source of all our resources is none other than Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. At the time of difficulty and hardship, make the zikr of Allah. Turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that is why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ala bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Behold, with the zikr of Allah, with the remembrance of Allah, that the hearts gain satisfaction and the hearts gain contentment. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, Faskuruni askurkum. You remember me, I will remember you. We have difficulties and hardships. Who is there to think about us, to remember us? But when the creator of all halat and condition, Allah himself said that I am remembering you, then what is there for us to worry about? Allah brought condition on us, Allah will remove the halat, Allah will remove the conditions. Adverse conditions, Allah will convert it and make it into favorable conditions. Remember, when a person does not take zikr, his heart is dead. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّدُ لَهُ شَيْطَانِ فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِيمٌ. That person who lives his life without making my zikr, without remembering me, then I appointed the shaitan to be his companion. When the shaitan is a person's companion, because his heart is dead, he doesn't make zikr of Allah, his heart is not alive with the zikr of Allah. So if we want peace, happiness, contentment in life, and we want to inculcate the love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then we should make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as much as possible. When a person goes for hajj, a haji, by the time he returns, he should inculcate within himself the habit of making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. My Shaykh, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Hasan Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, he used to give us zikr. Before putting us on zikr jahri, he used to put us on zikr sirri. Starting us off with zikr. And he should mention to us that make 3 tasbihats in the morning and 3 tasbihats in the evening. 1 tasbih of La ilaha illallah. Another tasbih of Durood Sharif. And another tasbih of istighfar. At times you should say, they add another tasbih of the 3rd kalima. So these are the type of tasbihats, zikr we should make 100 times in the morning and 100 times in the evening. Try to inculcate this in us. Sit in isolation, sit in seclusion, and with full devotion and dedication to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, from the deep recess of our hearts, recite the Durood Sharif. Feel the closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make istighfar. And confess the weaknesses of our shortcomings and ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to forgive. And then subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Praise Allah, glorify Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So make this zikr 300 times in the morning, 300 times in the evening, anytime that suits the individual in the morning and in the evening, and try to build a bond with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inshallah, when a person makes the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it is through the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, a person will inculcate within himself the love and the muhabbat for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala inculcate in us his true love and his muhabbat, and may Allah grant all of us hajj mabrur and hajj maqbool. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.